1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 7 to 11. The very fact that you have lawsuits among you means you have been completely defeated already. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated? Instead, you yourselves cheat and do wrong, and you do this to your brothers and sisters. Or do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God. So here we carry on from the problem that believers were taking each other to the civil courts because of disputes that they couldn't decide among themselves. There didn't seem to be anybody wise enough to judge, and so they were taking each other to court. There's nothing wrong with taking people to court when they've done wrong, if you feel you need justice and an injustice needs to be put right. But the trouble is, when believers do it to believers, then the outside world sees these things and the name of Christ is brought into disrepute, because they see the way brethren do not love each other, and they have resorted to taking each other to court, and Christ is not there. And the way of Christ is not being reflected in the lives of his Christians. And Paul is saying, rather than take each other to court, which you might have a perfectly legal argument for doing so, why not rather be wronged? Why not rather lose out your money, your possessions, your status, or whatever it is you think you have? Why not rather be wronged than let Christ's name be put in the muck like this? Is it better not to be cheated? It's better to be cheated out of all that you have, rather than the name of Christ being brought into disrepute. And really, this applies to every generation of Christians, every group of Christians, every church full of Christians or not. Whatever we are, group we are in, this should be our attitude. Rather than bringing the name of Christ down, rather than spoiling my Christian testimony, rather than demeaning others, even though they might deserve it, it is better to be wronged, it is better to be cheated, than to bring Christ into disrepute. And many people do experience this, even in church settings, where church leaders and people in church say they're going to do something and they don't do it, or they do it for a while and they give up, or they say that they're going to help somebody in the community and then they won't pay the bills. And Christian believers lose out, their families lose out. And it is better to let that go. It is better to hand that situation over to the Lord Christ, that he will deal with it, because he sees everything and he knows. But instead, you see, what we tend to do is we go down the cheating side ourselves, and we do the wrong, we drag people into court, we get mixed up in arguments we don't need to get mixed up in, and it hinders the work of Christ, hurts brothers and sisters. And Paul seems to link this with some fairly heavy-duty wrongdoing. He says that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God. And he means people who do these things and drag people into court, he means them as well. And he says, don't be deceived about anything, because no sexually immoral person, nobody who puts anything, their money, their status, their church, their position, above Christ, none of them, adulterers, people who are unfaithful to each other, not just in marriage, people who break their word, people who put anything in front of other Christians and their well-being. He also mentions men who have sex with men. So anything that is wrong and hurtful to anyone. Thieves, they will not enter in. Taking something that is not your own. Lying about it. Greedy people. People who can't control their emotions. People who can't control their appetites. They eat too much. They drink too much. They shop too much. Whatever it is, drugs, whatever it is. Drunkards will not make it to heaven. neither slanderers, people who say ill of other people, swindlers, people who cheat people out of their possessions, out of their money, cheat older people out of their inheritance, making sure it goes to the church and not to their families. That happens too. None of these people will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is really includes all of us. We have all done at least one of those things, if not all of them. And then Paul just nails it home, like he always does. He says it straight, because that's what some of you were. That's what you are. But you've been washed. Your rotten, filthy sins have been washed clean by the blood of Christ. You are sanctified. He has lifted you up. He has set you apart to be someone in his kingdom who will serve him in who knows how wonderful a way, or many ways. He says you're justified. You're made righteous in the eyes of God. When God looks at you, he sees what the Lord Jesus did, that the Lord Jesus paid for you. You're justified, you're free, your sins are gone. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that has happened because of him and by the gracious Spirit of the living God. How amazing that people who are such failures, selfish, proud, conceited, keeping everything for yourself, wanting everything for yourself, your family, your church, people like that can be washed, can be lifted up, can be made right with God. And that is the eternal and everlasting hope for every single human being. That can happen to you. That is for you if you come to Christ. And yes, as Christians, we go wrong. We do all sorts of things wrong. Our bad attitudes let us down so badly, because a lot of the time we're so silly we don't even see them. People in the world see them and they judge us, and it's not pretty. We need to waken up. We need to ask God to show us our wrongdoing and get washed, get sanctified, and get justified.